Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
The flagship station for New York Yankees baseball. WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN HD1 New York, an Odyssey sports station.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Isaiah thing. Honestly. How do you not know the Jordan Isaiah
how
thing?
How do you keep Isaiah Thomas off the Dream Team?
Right. That's what Isaiah Thomas has said for decades and decades, and they hate each other.
Patrick Ewing.
All right, we're off and running. Built Ford Tub Studio. It's Friday.
That's not my fault.
No, it is, actually. You should know that. Boomer and Geo program to round out the weekend. Willie Colon sitting in with myself. We'll take you to 10 o'clock, 6 to 10, right here on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. Across the country, we actually have, and you want to talk about a rundown sheet of information. We've got hoops to get to, which I promise we will. I am repping the United States, Willie Colon, for you today.
Can I say something?
You can.
Yesterday was our first day ever working.
First time we met.
And I felt a little, I was like, man, I shouldn't call Jerry unpatriotic for not watching the Olympics. I want to take that back.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I realize that may have been a little too harsh. So,
I am for America.
You are.
I am for America.
Of course you are. And I acknowledge that. I just felt like the Olympics happen every 4 years. This is our chance to rally as a country or as a fellow American.
Yeah.
And we all should be watching it. And you were just like, eh.
What were your thoughts in the 200-meter breaststroke last night?
I didn't watch. I didn't partake in that. I apologize.
That's all right. I don't even know if it happened. So I promise we will get to that, because that game, that basketball game, while I did not watch it live, I saw the fourth quarter, and it was pretty remarkable. We'll get to that, of course. Yes, we will get to the baseball at some point this morning, too. Really good win for the Mets. Yankees, not so much. We've got a wild weekend on tap with our pal Craig Carton, who will join us in the 9 o'clock hour to talk about Yankees-Rangers, which he will be calling. We've got some other oddities throughout as well. But since we got our first preseason game locally here last night with the Giants and the Lions, I know there were a couple of other games. You had the Hall of Fame game last week. Why not start with the football? And here's my one thought before we get to the actual game itself, because there's certainly some things to discuss, even though Daniel Jones didn't play and most of the ones didn't play. And I know this is something that we've talked about for years and years, and it's never changing. But I got to tell you, the fact that season ticket holders have to pay full price for this crap...
That's a good point.
...is a complete and utter sham. Now, I know the weather wasn't good last night.
Misty.
Lousy. You turn that game on, it seemed like Bob Papa, Carl Banks, and Phil Simms were alone doing the game with 22 guys on the field.
It was a rough start. Because I think, to your point, none of the starters played.
Not many.
And Brian Daboll came out and said, hey, we're going to keep this thing very vanilla. There was no motion. Mm-mm. It was pretty much like watching...
A scrimmage.
Exactly what it was. There was no motion. There was nothing fancy. It was downhill football, double teams across the front. It was just coming downhill. Eric Gray had a great day. I thought he did a great job for himself. I think he had 98 yards from scrimmage. So
beautiful touchdown run.
Great. You know, stuck his foot in the ground, got north. I think yesterday was something that we're probably going to see throughout training camp. I mean, preseason. I don't think a lot of teams are going to do much. They're going to let the boys roll the football out and just go.
And yet, and you're right, most of the teams, it's exactly what they're going to do. And yet, you will see Josh Allen play tomorrow. You will see Patrick Mahomes play, if it wasn't last night, I'm not even sure. Point is, you do have some of the star players and some of the ones that will get reps. And not to make this a conversation about ones and twos, stuff like that, but like last night, that was a tough watch from the standpoint of Nate Sudfeld is brutal. Like, that's an NFL quarterback. It goes
I
to
played
show
with
how...
his brother, Zach.
Okay.
His brother was with the Jets with me. He was a tight end. Actually got hurt. Calvin Pryor, who was a safety, got drafted to the Jets. Yeah. Knocked him out of bounds in a practice, and he blew his ACL, and that was the last of him. Overall, it was tough from the standpoint because I think we're all itching for football to start.
Yes.
And it was kind of like a womp, womp, womp. However, it is preseason. This is what it is. So if you're looking for all the bells and whistles and kind of things to get ramped up, it's not going to happen. What you're going to see is a lot of guys with their baseball caps on, towels around their neck, popping sunflower seeds. So if you're looking for your guy, you probably won't see him this preseason.
No, the one guy I was looking for, just to see, because we've heard so much about him and, you know, the repertoire he's got going with Daniel Jones, was Malik Nabers. Now, he didn't play a lot, but he was out there in the first quarter. And Drew Locke they were never on the same page. Locke,
can I
really
say
didn't.
Something to
yes.
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, turn on the tape. The guy was bracketed.
I'm just saying.
Because there was, I read reports how the fans were like, throw the ball to the neighbors. If you know anything about football, there's a guy in front of you and there's a guy behind you. You probably shouldn't throw him the football. There's like one time where he got loose.
There was the one time, and I think it was Carl that said, throw it. And then Phil said, yeah, but there's the safety coming from behind.
Yeah. So they were trapping him. They were trying to bait him into an interception.
Where on television, it looked like he was wide open.
Correct.
But then again, Phil saw the safety coming from, you know, over the top. Point is, like, that was the one guy you were kind of hoping to see something from, and it didn't happen. That said, you're going to have I know he left with a little bit of an injury too, Locke did, but it doesn't seem to be serious. The Tommy DeVito thing seems to continue to live on, and yet I don't know what to make of it because I don't know what his future is here.
Listen, the Giants are going to keep three quarterbacks. Bottom line, Tommy DeVito's not going anywhere.
But if he ends up on the practice squad, you don't think someone would pick him off? I mean, he showed he can at least play at the level last year. He's gone out there yesterday. I'm not saying he was John Elway last night, but he made some
something
good
happened
throws.
Yesterday when he was on the field. It seemed like the energy, the offense started clicking. He was 8 for 15. Obviously, we can see he sacked one time, but he's mobile. He's young. He's a local legend. Like me and Carton talk about it all the time. He'll never pay for food in this town for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's a folk hero. So I think the Giants love that. He's young. And you see there's some fight in him. Cause there was some parts of the game where protection broke down. I'm like, this kid is in trouble. He was able to get out of the pocket, make some throws, throw the ball away. So he has some competency to him. Will somebody grab him? Who knows?
I mean,
I think
Daboll
likes him, honestly.
Oh, I don't think there's a question about that. But I know when you get put to the practice squad that, you know, another team can just 100%. Come pluck you right off and put you on the roster. And I would think in a quarterback-starved league, and again, I'm not making fun of anybody. It was second-string stuff last night, but there are second-string quarterbacks that don't look the part. And you sit there.
Oh, 100%.
But you know they were great college players, but for whatever reason, at the NFL level, it doesn't compute, and they're on the roster because it's a roster spot. Tommy DeVito has shown he can play a little bit. I would think one out of 31 other teams might need that.
Maybe, but I think it's too early. It's too early in the season to tell. I think he's definitely garnered some attention from other teams. It's just a matter of, if the Giants want to protect him, do they want to kind of hide him in some type of fashion? I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't ever see the kid leaving the town. I think he's just going to be the Hurt Williams of the New York Giants.
Yeah, oh,
he
might be.
He's going to ride the bench for the rest of his life, and he's just going to be a part of the New York Giants. That's how it's going to be.
No, he did make some good throws, as we talked about. And Eric Gray, that would have been, I think, probably the story of the game had DeVito not come in. Because he, I mean, the one catch out of the backfield, the touchdown run was a beautiful, you know, the jab step right. And by the way, set up by what? A great draw play. And fake by DeVito.
Yeah, but I also think, you know, when you talk about it, we're watching it as it goes on right now. I think one thing about Eric Gray that I loved, he looked like his legs, like as far as, listen, I'm always a fan of a running back who runs behind his pads, meaning he's able to load his shoulder and just get north. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of dancing. That's more instinctual. And I think he showed that last night. So I was happy to see that.
What is it? So it seemed like this now. They come off this first preseason game. Obviously, you get to work on the second one. You've got the season now just a few weeks away. Today is like, well, today, tomorrow. Starters, are you basically getting into the tape of this, or is this, all right, we got through it, now we move on to the next?
I think you move on to the next. The Lions were pretty much on the same page as the Giants. We're going to keep it very vanilla. Let's get the guys out there and see what they look like. Now for the starters going into the next preseason game, now it's really about what do we have right now? Like, what do we look like? Because there, like I talked about it yesterday, not to be redundant, there is a checklist. I know every time we went to a preseason game, you know, I was fortunate enough to have offensive line coach in Russ Grimm, the great Russ Grimm.
Yeah,
then I had Larry Zerline. Then I had the great Sean Coogler. And every time we went to the preseason game, there was a sense like, all right, we want to run 10 plays that we want to. That's our bread and butter. We got to see it now. What does that look like? Matchups, schematics, tight ends. Who we have on the outside that we can count on if there's a case that they're one on one. So in a blocking situation. So. It was little things you have to see. This is where you start to see it. Because, you know, the last one is really a dress rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And then you're off and running. So but I think a lot of these guys are getting ramped up and ready to go. It was interesting. I thought from the defensive side, from the Giants, Deontay Johnson, man, I thought he looked phenomenal. I thought speed. He had that one sack when Suffield rolled out. He was able to get out there and make the big play. But I think their Giants defense from their young guys, they all look fast and furious. So it was a good. I thought it was a good day for the Giants.
I know. I agree. I'm with you too. I think we said this yesterday. I think defensively, the Giants, and they were good last year defensively.
Yes.
I think they'll be very good defensively this year with the additions they've made. I know some subtractions for sure, but I think they're really going to get after the quarterback, and that changes games.
I thought it was huge for Giants getting Shane Bone because listen, when he was with Tennessee, they ranked number one in stopping the run. He was big time year after year. So the fact that they got him, you know, Dexter Lawrence is going to be a horse. Thibodeau, you got Brian Burns. They got some guys that can flat out go get it. So listen, now it's just about winning. You know, they've done enough. They revamped the line. You got John Runyon Jr., who I was a fan of, when he was with the Packers. But now it's like, all right, like, now what are we going to do with it? Like, we got everything we need. We kind of fixed the car up. Let's go running.
No doubt. Now, the one thing that did surprise me last night, I shouldn't have been, but I never heard this before. I think it was Sims or it was Carl. I forget, one of them said they only, on a game like that, it's 30 plays and that's it.
That's it.
That's all they have, 30 plays.
But that goes into what I was talking about, the bread. But you got to see, like, all right, hella high water. This is what
these
we're calling.
Specific plays.
This is where we're going right now. For us, we had a play called 22 doubles. It was pretty much double teams across the board. And it was a play we ran multiple, you know, packages out of. But it was something like, if we needed 2 yards or we needed a lot of yardage, this is what we're leaning on. And so those are the things you're trying to figure out right now.
All right, so for the Jets, so that's the Giants side of things. For the Jets, they will get started with Washington tomorrow. They had the joint practice yesterday. The weather was terrible. I saw they kept out Aaron Rodgers.
I was there.
Give me some thoughts.
One, so from the Giants standpoint, so from the Jets standpoint, our defense looks solid. Mm-hmm. I mean, our secondary it's already one of the best in the league. Next year is going to be scary. I thought Sauce Gardner looked fantastic. I mean, his range, he was jarring a little bit, which was fun to see. They didn't have, I know the headlines have been about fighting. Mm-hmm. The guys kept it very professional. They got after each other, but it was nothing over the top. But I thought Sauce stood out for me. It was good to see Chuck Clark out there. Remember, he tore his ACL last year.
Yeah.
So we really didn't see anything from him, but he was out there. It was good to see him. Overall, Michael Clemens, it looks like something out of X-Men. I've never seen a guy so chiseled. I mean, I played with James Harrison, so I shouldn't say that. However, but overall, the team looks solid, man. Aaron Rodgers wasn't out there. He was kind of in rain gear, hanging out, popping some seeds. But everybody looks solid. I tell you from the commander standpoint, they got one in Jaden Daniels. I liked him a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I liked him a lot. I thought he... he showed a lot of moxie, cool, calm under pressure. And they were, they, you know, our boys were getting after him, meaning the New York Jets. And he was just, he seemed like he had that it factor.
What do you think is, obviously it's all of it, but if I asked you the most important thing when you're trying to evaluate a young quarterback, is it the athleticism, the arm strength, or is it that attitude and confidence?
For me, it's the attitude of confidence, because things are going to happen. You know, the offensive line isn't having a good day. There's going to be miscommunications. How he handles that is always going to be an indicator of how the offense is going to go. Because if he can keep going and keep his poise and stay steady, that's how you can, like, all right, let's get out of it. Let's keep pushing forward. And for a young guy, he showed a lot of that. I mean, there were, I forgot the drill they were running. He threw a hell of a little ball in the flat, and there was guys beaming on his neck. And he didn't just wait.
Nothing.
Some guys look like they're rattled. You can tell he has a good pocket presence. Mm-hmm. He knows how to get rid of the ball, and he doesn't get rattled.
I tell you, if Washington turned out to be a decent team, which I don't expect, and certainly not in year one.
They need help on the O-line. They don't have any tackles.
No doubt.
Yeah.
You'd be looking at a division. I mean, sometimes, you know, this goes in cycles, obviously, where certain divisions are just way up and certain divisions are way down. You'd be looking at a pretty damn good division if the Giants are on the up, if the Eagles remain good, even if the Cowboys remain in that mix here.
Yeah.
And then if Washington got good, you would be looking at an old NFC East that, I mean, will just kill each other.
Yeah, I think they need a lot of help defensively. It was good to see Bobby Wagner out there. I forgot he was on the Commanders.
Me too.
He walked by me. I was like, oh, there goes Bobby Wagner. And but he looked great. He looked like he was like 25 years old. He's a little long in the tooth now. They're going to need a little bit more help on defense. I saw Payne and Jonathan Allen out there. But it was what it was. It was a normal day at the office.
I did like Sauce Gardner. So after, you know, he met the media afterwards. And they again, the fighting is a topic and a theme. And I guess the media was even asking about it. He said Saleh, like, put his foot down and said, we're not having it. And if you're going to do it, you ain't going to play.
I was fortunate enough to talk to Joe Douglas, man. And we were talking ball and Olufashino, that kid is grade A. I mean, I think they got a good one in a young man. However, you know, I told him, I was like, you know, Joe, very smart of you for having one day of joint practice
opposed to the two, like you were talking about.
Because the two is like, all right, I'm tired of you. I don't know you. You know, I've told you to calm down. Now we got to talk like men with our fists. And so he goes, and he looked at me. He goes, yeah. Like, it's football at the end of the day. You can't. There's so much you can temper. But a lot of those guys, I give them credit, man. They just got after each other. There was no dumbness. And then it was wet. So I think a lot of guys are more aware of falling around each other's legs and slipping and sliding. Nobody wants to get the next guy hurt. The bait, you know, your dress, your what matters most is what they do Saturday.
Yep.
Right? So you got to get to Saturday. Why be dumb and hurt yourself yesterday?
And the other bit of Jet news real quick, and this is off the beaten path sort of, but Marty Lyon stepping down from the radio booth after, I mean, 20-something years. Not that that's a huge storyline in terms of Jets football and winning and losing, but if you're a Jet fan, like, he's become, with Bob Wischusen, synonymous with the sound of Jet games on Sunday. I was surprised, not only surprised to see it, but surprised that it happened like 2 days before the first preseason game.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a part of our organization for 45 years.
Yeah.
And he's been an ambassador. When I got to the Jets, him and Greg Buddle were kind of like the two, the gatekeepers, if you will. And so getting to know them a little bit, talking to him. I've golfed at Marty's golf outing. Just a genuine good man, hard worker. And he said, I may be out the booth, but I'm still working for the Jets. He's still going to act as an ambassador and still be a part of the organization. So, and Woody and Chris Johnson, they love him. It's obvious. And so Marty's one of those guys that – there is no Jets without Marty Lyons. Even when I was at Pittsburgh, I was fortunate enough to see Joe Green and Mel Blunt and the late, great Franco Harris. Those guys are just, there's no Steelers without those guys. So it's kind of like that when I see Marty Lyons.
And Anthony Becht will take over. I did not realize Anthony Becht was the head coach of who, Eddie? You should know this.
You know this, Eddie.
And Eddie knows all crazy football. Anthony Becht was the head coach of what team and what league? Come on now.
You got this.
I'm sitting here telling him.
It's a bird. It's the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Yeah, boy, Eddie.
I knew he would know it. Exactly. So, yeah. So, I guess he's going to maintain that role, too, and then do this job as well. I've been around anyway on game day, I think, right?
I actually talked to Anthony yesterday, and he was excited about the opportunity he currently has with the Battlehawks. But I think one thing, you know, it's tough. It's not the NFL. He obviously played the NFL. But he knows everybody's guy's aspiration is to get in the NFL. And so we talked briefly about that, and he's excited.
And if there's one team that to coach that actually had some good fan support, it was that team.
Oh, 100%.
St. Louis actually did really well in that league.
I was Alabama, I was a Birmingham Stallion guy. That was my team. I don't know if that matters at all. But
not really.
Yeah.
But it's good for you. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get Peter in. I promise we're going to get to the basketball, the baseball as well, and you. 888-808-1019. Willie, Jerry, in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Bill Fortub Studio on a Friday. Happy weekend to you. What a glorious look outside of New York Harbor. Man, that looks awesome. Let's go get on a boat. How much fun. 625, Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. We've got a lot to get to throughout the course of the morning. Craig Carton will join us, I believe, at 920-ish to discuss Yankees, Rangers, as he will be in the booth doing the entire series. And by the way, there are, I think they'll play. I don't think it'll be an issue tonight. But the forecast is not great for today.
No.
And you're talking about more thunderstorms in the area. So there is an outside shot, although I think it will not be an issue. You never know. You could get the glorious doubleheader tomorrow. It's positive. The Rangers were at the White House yesterday. So they spent the day in Washington. I'm sure they got into New York last night. And we shall see. But we shall get Craig and Susan tonight on the Fan.
Should be fun.
I think it's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
I'm looking forward to it.
We are brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jack Pocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. We'll start in Paris at the Olympics, a big scare. For the USA men's basketball team, they dug themselves a 17-point hole against Serbia in the semifinals.
Micic, 6 seconds left. Micic's going to have to hurry. Bogdanović puts it up. Short. And the United States, trailing by as many as 17, back from underneath the grave, advance to the gold medal game.
That was Noah Eagle on NBC Olympics. United States beat Serbia 95-91. Steph Curry with a monster game, 36 points. LeBron James had just the fourth triple-double in Olympic history. He had 16 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists, and USA will meet France for the gold Saturday.
We will talk about this coming up for sure in a couple of minutes, but I will tell you, watching, this is what drives me nuts about the NBA and why, as much as I love it, I do, I'm having a tough time watching it lately. The effort that they gave last, the stars,
yes,
the defensive effort they gave last night is elite. And you don't see that. You do not see it in the NBA.
Especially out of Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly right.
Yesterday I watched, and I, to your point, when the fourth quarter came down, he hit two big monster buckets.
How about the one where he fell down, got fouled?
The one with 30 seconds, he comes off the pick at the elbow, drops a J, and I'm just like, well, that's why they call him the tarantula. But I do say this from a defense standpoint to you. I mean, they were dialed. Didn't you tell? It was, I'm not going to let my brother down.
That's
like
right.
There was blood in the water, and they got after that. But I also like you tell. It was like a nonverbal communication throughout the floor. These guys, they seem like they had been playing together for years, and they looked like it within like the second half of that game. So it was one of those games you just mark down in the books.
Today, the USA women will try to join the men in the semifinals. They'll take on Australia in the semifinals today. Tip off of that game around 11:30. After winning the bronze medal in the men's 200-meter final, American sprinter Noah Lyles told reporters he ran the race with COVID-19. He tested positive for COVID on Tuesday, stayed away from other people, and then was able to still run in the race yesterday, which I just find fascinating considering, you know, where we were a few years ago and how long people had to be out.
They would abandon the Poland if they found out that he had COVID-19 a few years ago.
The fact that he tested positive Tuesday and ran in a race yesterday is unbelievable.
It's treated differently.
But did you see the press conference before this race? How he was talking about, he's been bragging and boasting that he's that guy. He's him, as the young people would say.
Mm-hmm.
And he got bronze. He placed. But there was a guy, we had another guy, and I forgot his name escapes me, but he got the silver. And all we talk about this guy getting bronze. Like the guy who actually got silver gets
no love.
No love. And I'm just like, that's unfair.
He didn't get COVID. That's why we didn't make
it. Is COVID really an excuse?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, if you're out there, you're out there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, not to say for everybody to deal with COVID.
Now to baseball, Yankee Stadium, rough night for Nestor Cortez.
Runners take their leads. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Cortez delivers. And it's reached for, plunked in the air, right center field, drops in for a base hit. Scoring from third is Stefanik. Here comes Neto. He'll touch home as well. Up to second goes Ohapi, and Pilar connects with a soft hit, two-run single with two outs. It's 4-1, Angels.
That was Justin Shackle here on The Fan.
What a miserable night.
It was just awful.
I know that they didn't want the Angels to have to come back in case of a makeup game somewhere, but my God, watching that was, you almost... I know they make a lot of money. I get it.
Yeah.
But that's just a terrible way to play.
The Angels beat the Yankees 9-4. There was a time when it was absolutely pouring, and they didn't even have the grounds crew around the tarp, and they knew that it was going to be passing through very quickly.
They made that point that because the grounds crew wasn't there, they must see the radar and know that it'll be over. And you know what? Within 5 minutes, it was back to just like a mist.
A mist.
Yeah.
Nestor Cortez allowed 6 runs and 9 hits over 4 2/3, and he had trouble putting batters away.
I think they're one of the teams that strike out the least in the big leagues. To their credit, they fouled off a lot of good pitches that I threw tonight. I felt like today was a pretty good command day for me. There might have been one or two pitches where I wish to get back.
One or two.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine.
He started to get beat up, man.
Big. And the one thing you could count on with him was that he would be good at home and maybe struggle on the road in a game like that. Again, conditions were bad.
He didn't make an excuse about the conditions either.
No, he didn't. I'm trying to make an excuse for him because it was terrible. Yeah. And I heard you guys on the warm-up show, Al. I would tell you this would be my answer to your question, which you opened with about, you know, like football fans will sit in anything and baseball fans won't. The only thing I would say to that is, you've got 81 home games in baseball, and usually with baseball, you show up an hour before the game and you head the hell out when the game's over. Football, you only got 8 of them, and when you mark that down on the calendar, that is a show up at 9 a.m., tailgate for 3 hours. It's an event as opposed to the 1 of 81. That would be my only answer. I don't want to sit in that weather in anything, quite frankly, but I think that would be probably the decision. Even if you did spend the money on the tickets.
And you deal with the cold, obviously, if your team makes the playoffs in baseball, because you get football, to October, especially here in the Northeast.
If you're a football fan in November, October, or December, you're kind of expecting the weather to be crappy.
Mm-hmm.
When you get these baseball tickets for a game in August, you're hoping for a beautiful 80-degree night.
Yeah.
Not that.
Yeah, you expect to wear your flip-flops to the game.
Exactly. You're right.
Anthony Volpe fouled the ball off his foot the second, and he stayed in the game, left in the eighth. X-rays were negative. They're treating it as if it's a contusion, so we'll find out more later about his status.
You didn't know what a contusion was this morning?
I don't know what a contusion is. I'm not a doctor. I mean, I've read the word contusion on a million updates, but I never really knew what it was.
I'm not a doctor either. I know what the fever is. Like, it's a
I know what a fever is. I've had a fever. I don't know if I've ever had a contusion.
You've had a contusion. Everybody's
I've had a bruise. A
did you know that once upon a
that's
time...
That's a contusion, my friend.
So why don't we just call it a bruise? Why do we have to, like, you know, reinvent the wheel
here?
Well,
the medical term is contusion. That's why. That's all.
I'm not taking any of the blame on this.
Well, you know, one time, I know our listeners know, but Willie, you're new to the program, that Al took a softball off his shin once, and it put him on the DL for the rest of his life.
His shin.
Deep bone bruise right on my shin. Yeah,
those suck. I've had I had a deep bone bruise on my tailbone.
Is it a bruise or a contusion?
No, this is called a hematoma.
Hematoma.
Yeah.
That sounds worse.
It's a deep, deep. We were playing the Bengals and Ben threw a pick. And so me being the good offensive lineman, I ran after the guy. Well, I got blindsided, fell on my tailbone, and it shifted. And when I got the X-ray shifted, it looks like my tailbone looks like the end of a
shifted
tailbone shifted like my tailbone looks like the end of a umbrella, like the J looking.
You're That's kidding?
A, yeah. And so I had to wear a donut for like 3 months. I had to sit wear a donut like I'm walking around.
Wear a donut. What does that mean?
Nobody can wear a donut. I apologize. I had to sit on a donut and finish the seat. I practiced this thing. I had a big old black and right on my tailbone. It was killing me. I actually went on a date. I took my donut to the restaurant, and the young lady I was courting at the time, she was just like, "So what is that?" I was like, "This is my donut. Are you going to have apps? Are we going to do apps?" And she was like, "Do you not want to talk about the donut?" I was like, "What is there to talk about? I look like I'm 7 feet sitting at the table because of the donut." And well, so, because
a lot of people need a donut if they have hemorrhoids, so she was probably wondering if you have hemorrhoids or if you had an injury.
I had a big blue
Why
donut.
Why would you have not rescheduled that? I mean, we talk about confidence. That's a lot of confidence to have a shifted ass and sitting on a donut with a new date.
I was having I wanted to filet mignon. Don't worry about that.
You could have dined a lot.
Have you ever been able to look at a real donut the same way?
Well, yeah. One you sit on, the other one you eat.
Yeah,
I wasn't too worried about it. Yeah, I wasn't gnawing on.
And you had to use that like when you went to Number two,
I took it everywhere. The worst part is like when you leave the house, there's the Holy Trinity. You have your keys, you have your wallet, you have your cell phone, and I was like, oh my donut. That was the worst part. I had to add one to the Holy
Trinity. That's rough. That is rough.
Yeah, that is rough. WFAN runs on Duncan.
There you go.
The Yankees stay in a first place tie with the Orioles in the AL East. The Orioles lost to the Blue Jays 7-6. Orioles TV announcers took issue with home plate umpire Larry Vanover during this at bat.
So 2-2 for Couser. Oh my gosh. Come on, Larry.
That's a tough one there. Couser strikes out, never swings at a ball, and all three of them off the outside edge. Split finger fastball, watch where it ends up. Clearly off the outside edge.
Couser strikes out
in
a
5-0
count.
Strikes out on a 5-0 count.
So I will say the same thing I've continued to say. One, they're not good. I mean, there's a lot of umpires that are. There are a lot that are really awful behind the plate. But the box on the TV screen makes it worse. It just does. Because everybody sees what they're missing and what they're getting. Like, there were a couple of calls last night in the Yankee game where I was mesmerized that the umpire was calling balls, and you could see that it was just off the line. Mm-hmm. God darn it. I don't know. How do you decipher what's a strike and what's not? we see it.
Yeah.
So it makes it really worse and harder. As bad as some of them are, they look even worse because we can see it the way we do on the screen.
I would almost rather like to watch a game without the box.
I agree.
Just you can form your own real opinion.
I agree. Or we can go to the computerized strike zone. That's the umpire behind home plate.
Like, it's enough already.
Not
like,
that hard.
It's a round and round conversation. Get the robot out.
And we will, but I think we're still a couple years away from it. At some point, we will have it.
They have to make sure it's right, because there are still problems with it.
Understood, and we will get to it at some point, but it's either AI one of two
here.
Things. Absolutely. They have the technology. Either get rid of the box until we're ready for it, or let's go with it already.
Let's go to Denver, where the Mets flex their muscles against the Rockies.
4-0 Mets, top of the third, the 0-1. Swung on and crushed way out to left center field. Hillier's just a spectator as this one goes halfway up the seats and left. Number two this afternoon for Pete Alonso, and it's a 5-0 Mets lead in the third.
Pat McCarthy on WCBS.
Big difference when he's hitting like this.
No question.
Big difference in that lineup.
Yep. WCBS 880, Pete Alonso, 2 home runs, 3 RBI, and the Mets take the rubber game from the Rockies, winning 9-1 at Coors Field. Jerry with an expression.
You know how many of my friends that I used to play ball with or, you know, actually play baseball texted me yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, oh, this is the pits.
Go ahead. Siding with you or
yes,
split?
Yes. Yes. God.
I got a few.
I'm sure.
Mixed, though. Mm-hmm. So I guess you can go either way on that. 25 home runs for Alonso. Is he thinking about reaching 40?
It's a great milestone, but ultimately, I want to help the team win. And ultimately, my performance, I want to positively impact each day. And like, I guess just regular season stats. I mean, obviously, it's tied to individual effort, but I want that effort to go towards team wins.
You know, as much as he got picked on for what he said the other day, he could not have answered that better. Mm-hmm. That was perfect.
That was good. I asked you before, when we were behind the curtain, I said, do you think he can get to 40? He was like, nah, 30 is realistic.
Oh, no. I said the projection right now is probably mid-30s. Right. I mean, could he, because if you told me he hit 7 home runs in the next 11 days, I wouldn't be shocked.
But at this point, if he doesn't play the way he played last night, they're not winning.
No, they could still. I mean, they've played well with him having a down year.
But he has to carry the Mets.
No doubt. If they want to be serious and they want to get to the postseason and be a serious contender, they need him to be a big contributor.
Be that guy at this point.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Mark Vientos also homered his 17th of the season. David Peterson, a run and 4 hits, striking out 5 over 5 innings for the win. The White Sox fired manager Pedro Grifol. They named former All-Star outfielder Grady Sizemore
Find it just slightly odd that they lose 400 games in a row, they don't fire him, they then win a game, and they fire him 2 days later.
Nothing matters at this point.
They wanted to give him a chance to taste a win.
I guess so. I thought that was wild.
Grady Sizemore was named the interim replacement. Now to preseason football at MetLife Stadium.
Takes the shotgun snap, delayed handoff to Gray, big hole through the middle, across the 40, makes a man, misses the 30, cuts back right 20, to the 10, looking for the end zone, he's in, it's a touchdown! 48-yard run for Eric Gray.
Chris Carino here on The Fan. Giants beat the Lions 14-3. Eric Gray, 2 touchdown runs. Head coach Brian Daboll summing up the game.
Again, some good things, some things to clean up in all areas. The thing I was proud of was control the line of scrimmage, ran the football, which you need to do. We almost had weather every game we played here last year, so it was good to get weather tonight.
And many of the Giants starters, including Daniel Jones, did not play. But Jones did join the TV broadcast on Fox 5, was asked how he's feeling coming off the torn ACL.
Feeling good, really good. I've had a good recovery process. Been lucky to work with a lot of good doctors and trainers here. So feeling good, and it's been a good camp so far.
Nice.
Backup quarterback Drew Locke left the game with a hip injury in the first quarter. Tommy DeVito came in 8 of 15, 92 yards. There were no targets for first-round pick Malik Nabers, who appeared to be open on numerous occasions.
Willing. He was not open on numerous occasions. It's the most, when you watch football, right? This is what pisses me off. Look at the guy in front of him and look at the guy behind him. Sometimes when a guy's open, they're baiting the quarterback to throw the football at him. He was bracketed the whole damn game. It's nonsense. There's one time where he got out where he could have got the ball. But, Drew Locke was under pressure. Like we gotta pay a little more attention.
Well, I didn't see the game. I was going by what I read with accounts. I didn't actually watch the game.
How you say tequila again?
Tequila.
Yeah, that haunted my nightmare. I woke up to that.
Let me ask you this, because I'm with you on everything you said. the interception he throws, please explain that one to me. Because the receiver's not open. So, like, even if
you
the safety
it
doesn't...
In there. Is it was that a good play. It was a good play on the ball. Okay. Yeah.
That's what it was. That, to me, looked like Neil O'Donnell in the Super Bowl again.
No, the DB undercut right here. Like, yeah, right. He's sitting right there.
I mean, does he just not... He doesn't see him?
Well, it looked like the receiver may have ran either broke the route off early.
Oh, okay.
But he's expecting him to be on the spot, and the guy's sitting right there.
Got it.
So that was
that's
just,
one that looks really bad on TV.
Yeah, but like...
I mean, that's all I can go on is what I'm seeing.
If you see I didn't get a chance to watch the All-22, but that was just a situation where he looked like he was supposed to be at a spot. Drew trusted him to be there, and the guy
wasn't there.
So we were talking before about the ABS system maybe coming to baseball. They're trying this new technology to figure out what a first down is, the laser technology, and they were using it in the Giant game last night. The TV crew of Bob Papa, Carl Banks, and Phil Sims on Fox 5 were growing a bit impatient with it.
Are we going to use it if it takes this long?
Can we just run the chains out?
Yeah. Yeah, the laser's taking as long as they would if they were...
Longer.
It's a virtual animation.
Yeah.
It's like going to the U.S. Open tennis. The ball hit the line. No, it did not hit the line.
And on that one, it came up
feeling
short.
More and more like Madden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the telecast.
Can I ask you a question? I hate the new kickoff system.
I don't like it either.
It's enough. Like, leave the game alone. I hate it.
I do think we'll get used to it like we get used to everything, but I am with you that the initial viewing of it from last week and then even last night, it looks goofy.
It looks goofy?
Yep.
And at the same time, like, what... And I understand it's about safety. Keep the guys... You want to protect the guys, but I looked at it yesterday. I'm like, this looks like...
I also like the first kickoff is a hold of the Giants.
I thought it was Jerry. I'm glad you said that. The poor bastard's not even warmed up, right? And the guy coming at him is from me to Peter, and he's like, dude, it's different if you're 20 yards coming at me. I can at least get my feet chopping and square you up. I can pick it. The guy's looking. He's in a closet, right? He's like fighting a guy in a closet.
Yep,
like,
I know.
And it's the first right off the rip. And you know the coach. You know the coach is like, dude, really?
First play,
you get a penalty.
God almighty, like, I know. I thought the same thing.
The Jets held a combined practice with the Commanders yesterday. No fights. So they got through it. No fights.
There was no fights.
No fights.
It's misty, very misty out there.
Aaron Rodgers did not participate because of that very reason. They held him out because of the rain. Rodgers will not play in the first two preseason games. Head coach Robert Saleh leaving the door open for Rodgers to play in preseason game number 3 against the Giants.
We haven't had final decisions yet at all with regards to the third game. You guys know me. The third game is usually when we like to play our guys, and depending on how today went, how Saturday goes, and then next week's work with the Panthers and the following week with the Giants, I'll make that decision.
There's a chance he could play in the preseason finale.
Well, I think we talked a little bit about that yesterday. I don't agree with that.
That's the one you wouldn't play him
That's the game I would keep him out of. Right. Listen, the Giants have a damn good defensive line, and they're going to be coming after Aaron Rodgers. If you're trying to keep him healthy through the preseason and get him to week one, that's a game you would avoid. Washington doesn't have a strong defensive line. Like, their interior two are good.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a chance between Washington and the Panthers is where you want to try to see what you got with the first, the ones, and Aaron Rodgers trying to knock off the rust. The Giant game isn't the game because me and Bart talked a little bit, Bart Scott, that is, the Giants take that game seriously.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a game they kind of just scoff over for obvious reasons. New York, the egos, the history of the organizations, all that. So the Giants are going to be coming out fired up for that game. It is not a lack of distrust in the Jets. But if the goal is to keep Aaron Rodgers safe, sound, and protected, don't put him out of the three against the best D-line out of the three.
I remember last year's preseason game against the Giants, Aaron Rodgers got into it with one of the Giant players, and I can't remember who it was.
I think it was.
Yeah, but then he was yapping with another player. They caught that on Hard Knocks.
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I did know. I've never heard of you before. So. Yep.
All right, Peter, good job. We'll see you next hour. Take a quick break. We come back. Calls 888-808-1019. Also, more on the NFL. We'll get to Team USA, Mets and Yankees. Also, it is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on a Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, nice to have you with us. Coming up on 7 o'clock, it is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Just one more thing on the football, and I know I'm a Cowboy fan, but the Cowboys are a national team, and what I saw yesterday goes beyond any of that. It is more the fact of the player reaction. So did you by any chance see the Jerry Jones with the media yesterday or see any of this on social media before I explain it?
Please, I'm you got me at the edge of my seat.
Okay, no. You didn't. All right, so CeeDee Lamb is holding out,
yes,
as we know. The Cowboys have major issues with Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons. They're not going to do anything with Micah. Micah's there. He knows the deal, even though he probably should get paid. He's not going to yet. They don't have to. Fine. Dak is an issue. We know that. And CeeDee Lamb is not in camp. So he's holding out. Jerry Jones, who probably speaks way too much for an owner, but he does, also the GM, was with the media yesterday. And there's only one clip of it, and he's not there. I'm going to have him play it, but that's okay. There's only one clip of it, and you know what? The audio is not even great because it was from a TV camera microphone where they ask him about, are you, what was the word? God darn it. I'm trying to think what the word that they used was. Do you feel urgency? Do you feel a sense of urgency to get a deal done to get CD in? And he laughs. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. He's like, in high school, urgency, college, I don't feel any urgency.
Go on rant. So you're like, dude, come back to earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all well and good, as bad as it sounded and looked. What made it worse, though, was CeeDee Lamb then quote tweeted it and put all one of those LOL shaking my head things. Mm-hmm. That's a guy, and then Dak yesterday talked, and as he's walking off the podium, I guess they asked him about it as well towards the end of his little session with the media, and he said, he may not feel it, but I feel a sense of urgency. Like, he needs CeeDee Lamb on the field. And so I come back to what you and I talked about yesterday, just in the general scope of the NFL and the salary cap. How incredibly difficult it is to keep these teams together or your cores together when you've got numerous guys, bring it back to the Jets, numerous guys they're going to have to pay in the next couple of
years. It's weird, right? Because I think if you look at what the Dolphins did, they paid everybody they needed to pay, right? Tua got paid. Tyreek Hill got paid. So you're like, all right, why can't it work? The problem is if you're CeeDee Lamb and you look at Justin Jefferson, who got the extension for $140 million, you're like, hey, I know I'm on his level, right? Let's make it work. And you're talking about, you know, CeeDee's coming off a big year. You know, 12 touchdowns, 135 catches, 1,700 yards. The Cowboys aren't the Cowboys of last year without CeeDee Lamb. He was a monster. He did everything you asked him to do and more. Now, everybody, listen, they got dog-walked in the playoffs against the Packers, and I knew the Packers were going to win that game. But overall, Dak Prescott doesn't have the year he has without CeeDee Lamb. So if you know that, it's time to let's get it over with. Let's figure it out. So I don't know what's going to happen, but if my owner said that, I would be like, oof.
You'd be pissed.
I'd be like, this may not be happening.
And I guess at the end of the day, they get together, he gets what he wants, all is forgiven for sure. But you can't tell me that right now as we sit here, and it doesn't matter what player it is. You just said if it was you and, let's say, Woody Johnson and this happened, you'd feel the same way.
You just laughed at my future.
Like that to me, Eddie, like, can you do me a favor, Eddie, in the WFAN-only folder, and it's not even so much that you can hear him. I want you to hear the end of it, he's just laughing towards it. The Jerry Jones clip from Fox 4 in Dallas, real quick.
I went to high school. I went to college. I don't want to say it, but I'm just saying it. And I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
I don't have a sense. The beginning's not great. You can hear the end, though. I don't have a sense of urgency of getting anything done. And he's laughing through it.
This is your star receiver who helped you get to the playoffs three straight years
ago.
Yes. And so if I'm CeeDee Lamb, it's disrespectful, my guy. Because I'm him. You're not you without me. Like, Jerry owns the team. He'll forever be Jerry Jones.
Absolutely. He's the face of the franchise.
100%. And nobody will ever remove the mic out of his hand because that's what he lives for. However, CeeDee Lamb is that guy for the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And your owner just laughed at you.
Yeah. And now, to be fair, I didn't hear the clip that's viral is that. I didn't hear the question. I don't know if they were joking around before. It doesn't matter because all CeeDee Lamb saw was the clip too. I'm probably in the minority of Cowboy fans. I like Jerry Jones. I do. I think he does talk a little too much.
I'm 50-50 on Jerry. I think sometimes if you go back to last year, and there were times where I felt he was more of a distraction than what was going on in the field. And then you said, well, duh. But I go back to the Miami game.
Mm-hmm.
Dak leaves the field. They get a ball to the defense. They just got to stop Miami. And it all comes down to Jerry at the end of that game, instead of saying nothing, said too much in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's sometimes with the way the Cowboys lost certain games last year, it was on the field. It, like the defense let him down.
Sure.
Because whatever you said about Dak Prescott, he's always left the field with the Dallas Cowboys up. It was Michael Parsons and company that kind of blew it all the way at the end. And instead of getting on the defense, it was always Dak or CeeDee or just the offense in general. So, and then the pressure's on Mike McCarthy to be this guru. And like, Mike McCarthy can't do anything better, more than what he needs to do. You know, like once, I felt like Mike McCarthy this year is at a standpoint where obviously he has to evolve. Obviously they have to get to the playoffs and hopefully the Super Bowl. But I don't think he can do much more because they haven't given him anything. Like I could see to be a safe repeat 12-win team, maybe go to the playoffs and they're out of there.
Don't disagree, except for the fact of the way they lost at home.
It was embarrassing.
In embarrassing fashion, and they looked unprepared for what they saw.
Well, they
that's all I would say to that.
Well, they let Aaron Jones run down their throat.
They did, and Jordan Love made every throw.
100%.
And guys were running free and wide open against what was supposed to be a great defense.
Yeah.
So, all right, hour one done. When we come back, we will turn our attention to Team USA, the Mets, the Yankees, baseball, all of that. And we'll get to those jammed calls, too. 888-808-1019 on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, nice to have you with us. Coming up on 7 o'clock, it is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Just one more thing on the football, and I know I'm a Cowboy fan, but the Cowboys are a national team, and what I saw yesterday goes beyond any of that. It is more the fact of the player reaction. So did you by any chance see the Jerry Jones with the media yesterday or see any of this on social media before I explain it?
Please, I'm you got me at the edge of my seat.
Okay, no. You didn't. All right, so CeeDee Lamb is holding out,
yes,
as we know. The Cowboys have major issues with Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons. They're not going to do anything with Micah. Micah's there. He knows the deal, even though he probably should get paid. He's not going to yet. They don't have to. Fine. Dak is an issue. We know that. And CeeDee Lamb is not in camp. So he's holding out. Jerry Jones, who probably speaks way too much for an owner, but he does, he's also the GM, was with the media yesterday. And there's only one clip of it. And he's not there. I'm going to have him play it, but that's okay. There's only one clip of it. And you know what? The audio is not even great because it was from a TV camera microphone where they ask him about, are you, what was the word? God darn it. I'm trying to think what the word that they used was. Do you feel urgency? Do you feel a sense of urgency to get a deal done, to get CD in? And he laughs. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. He's like, in high school, urgency, college, I don't feel any urgency.
Go on rant. So you're like, dude, come back to earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all well and good, as bad as it sounded and looked. What made it worse, though, was CeeDee Lamb then quote tweeted it and put all one of those LOL shaking my head things. Mm-hmm. That's a guy, and then Dak yesterday talked, and as he's walking off the podium, I guess they asked him about it as well towards the end of his little session with the media, and he said, he may not feel it, but I feel a sense of urgency. Like, he needs CeeDee Lamb on the field. And so I come back to what you and I talked about yesterday, just in the general scope of the NFL and the salary cap. How incredibly difficult it is to keep these teams together or your cores together when you've got numerous guys. Bring it back to the Jets. Numerous guys they're going to have to pay in the next couple of
years. It's weird, right? Because I think if you look at what the Dolphins did, they paid everybody they needed to pay, right? Tua got paid.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill got paid. So you're like, all right, why can't it work? The problem is if you're CeeDee Lamb and you look at Justin Jefferson, who got the extension for $140 million, you're like, hey, I know I'm on his level, right? Let's make it work. And you talk about, you know, CeeDee's coming off a big year. You know, 12 touchdowns, 135 catches, 1,700 yards. The Cowboys aren't the Cowboys of last year without CeeDee Lamb. He was a monster. He did everything you asked him to do and more. Now everybody listen, they got dog walked in the playoffs against the Packers, and I knew the Packers were going to win that game. But overall, Dak Prescott doesn't have the year he has without CeeDee Lamb. So if you know that, it's time to let's get it over with. Let's figure it out. So I don't know what's going to happen, but if my owner said that, I would be like, oof.
You'd be pissed.
I'd be like, this may not be happening.
And I guess at the end of the day, they get together, he gets what he wants, all is forgiven for sure. But you can't tell me that right now as we sit here, and it doesn't matter what player it is. You just said if it was you and, let's say, Woody Johnson and this happened, you'd feel the same way.
You just laughed at my future.
Like that to me, Eddie, can you do me a favor, Eddie, in the WFAN only folder, and it's not even so much that you can hear him. I want you to hear the end of it, what he's just laughing towards. It, the Jerry Jones clip from Fox 4 in Dallas, real quick.
I'm going to ask you, I'm going to plan it, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
I don't have a sense. The beginning's not great. You can hear the end, though. I don't have a sense of urgency of getting anything done. And he's laughing through it.
This is your star receiver who helped you get to the playoffs three straight years
ago.
Yes. And so if I'm CeeDee Lamb, it's disrespectful, my guy, because I'm him. You're not you without me. Like, Jerry owns the team. He'll forever be Jerry Jones.
Absolutely. He's the face of the franchise.
100%. And nobody will ever remove the mic out of his hand because that's what he lives for. However, CeeDee Lamb is that guy for the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And your owner just laughed at you.
Yeah. And now, to be fair, I didn't hear the clip that's viral is that. I didn't hear the question. I don't know if they were joking around before. It doesn't matter because all CeeDee Lamb saw was the clip too. I'm probably in the minority of Cowboy fans. I like Jerry Jones. I do. I think he does talk a little too much.
I'm 50-50 on Jerry. I think sometimes if you go back to last year and there were times where I felt he was more of a distraction than what was going on in the field. And then you said, well, duh. But I go back to the Miami game.
Mm-hmm.
Dak leaves the field. They get a ball to the defense. They just got to stop Miami. And it all comes down to Jerry at the end of that game, instead of saying nothing, said too much in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's sometimes with the way the Cowboys lost certain games last year, it was on the field. The defense let him down.
Sure.
Because whatever you said about Dak Prescott, he's always left the field with the Dallas Cowboys up. It was Michael Parsons and company that kind of blew it all the way at the end. And instead of getting on the defense, it was always Dak or CeeDee or just the offense in general. So, and then the pressure's on Mike McCarthy to be this guru. And like, Mike McCarthy can't do anything better, more than what he needs to do. You know, like once, I feel like Mike McCarthy this year is at a standpoint where obviously he has to evolve. Obviously they have to get to the playoffs and hopefully the Super Bowl. But I don't think he can do much more because they haven't given him anything. Like I could see to be a safe repeat 12-win team, maybe go to the playoffs and they're out of there.
Don't disagree, except for the fact of the way they lost at home.
It was embarrassing.
In embarrassing fashion, yeah. And they looked unprepared for what they saw.
Well, they
that's all I would say to that.
Well, they let Aaron Jones run down their throat.
They did, and Jordan Love made every throw.
100%.
And guys were running free and wide open against what was supposed to be a great defense.
Yeah.
So, all right, hour one done. When we come back, we will turn our attention to Team USA, the Mets, the Yankees, baseball, all of that. And we'll get to those jammed calls, too. 888-808-1019 on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.